A hot cup of reality.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us this Monday morning as we continue our coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. Forget coffee this morning. We're going to read some tea leaves to take a look-see at just how steep this economic brick wall really is. Today we get reports on construction spending, manufacturing activity, and automotive sales, all expected to be, well, you know, not so good. And as far as those anemic automobile sales figures, what's Detroit to do? One caveat in this dilemma is lower gas prices, which could mean a shift back to making bigger cars, or at least more trucks. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
Okay, odds are if you're one of the people in America with a pickup truck, it ain't a luxury, it's a way of life.
This is Ford's latest pitch for its monster pickup truck, the F-150. The company said last week it'll rehire 1,000 employees and ramp up production. Joe Philippi is president of Auto Trends Consulting. He says Ford's move doesn't mean automakers are reversing course because of falling gas prices.
They'll get plenty of years going forward out of big pickups and SUVs, but the market is going to be a lot smaller than it was in the past.
Philippi says demand for giant vehicles will mostly come from those who actually need them. He says automakers are well aware of that.
They're definitely afraid of zigging when the market suddenly starts zagging, but a broad array of consumers have truly changed their attitude.
He says even if gas prices go low and stay there, consumers aren't currently inclined toward big, expensive vehicles. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
The car makers obviously want you to buy into their product and make it cheaper for you to finance. Nissan says starting this week, it'll offer 0% financing on 5 of its top-selling models. Toyota rolled out a similar deal last month. So far, overseas markets are on a big buying spree. Asian stocks were up with the Hang Seng shooting up 5%. The South Korean and Chinese markets had another banner day as well. European markets are mixed but had been in the green for much of the day. Futures for American markets look bright, cautiously bright so far, as investors await those reports as I mentioned earlier. China's tainted food scandal continues to widen. First, the toxic chemical melamine turned up in infant formula, and then the whole dairy chain, and then eggs. Now it's further up the global food chain in animal feed. And over the weekend, Chinese authorities said they are intervening massively to clean it all up. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Chinese food inspectors seized or destroyed 3,600 tons of animal feed laced with melamine. That's 2% of what they sampled, according to state media. In the last few days, local media have reported it's an open secret that the makers of fish, hog, and chicken feed doctor their products with a toxic chemical. Melamine acts as a fake protein and is linked to kidney damage. So far, this food crisis has contained itself largely to mainland China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. But there's growing concern about Chinese fish farms. They produce 35% of the seafood products consumed around the globe. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Here at home, thousands of Boeing workers are back on the job building jetliners at plants in Washington State, Oregon, and Kansas. Over the weekend, union workers voted to end an 8-week strike. It cost the company a lot of money and stalled deliveries. How many times can you say Great Depression? The media seem to like it a lot. Reuters reports that a news database search of the term Great Depression turned up more than 16,000 articles in the past 3 months. That's nearly three times the number used the 3 months before that. The term probably hasn't been used so much since, well, you guessed it, the Great Depression, or whatever they called it back then.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient serving groups at medtronic.com/community.
We continue our occasional series on possible solutions to the economic meltdown. And today on What's the Fix, we talked to former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who says one thing the government shouldn't do is encourage people who can't afford it to get in over their heads.
You can't give homes to people who can't pay for them. They go broke. You can't coerce banks into loaning money to people who don't have any money. They go broke. If you truly want to help the poor, get them a good education system, reform the school system, give them a chance to start a small business, help them actually rise and have enough money that they can actually keep the house they buy.
How do you grade this government in dealing with the economic crisis?
Terrible. I mean, how can you possibly grade it well? This is a government which had an office to look after Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two big home mortgage companies. That office has 200 full-time bureaucrats. It costs $62 million a year. And 200 people whose only job was to watch these two agencies failed. And you want us to trust that kind of bureaucracy? The Treasury now has become co-owner of every major bank in the country, which means you're going to have a totally irresponsible Congress digging into every major corporation in the United States. It is going to be a total political mess. You're going to have a bureaucracy that gets corrupted. You can't have $700 billion in one bureaucracy and not get corruption. And it's going to take us 10 or 15 years to dig our way out of this mess. I think the economy can recover faster, and I think the greatest threat to economic recovery is bad government, bad bureaucracy, bad litigation, and bad politicians.
You've never been shy about your idea of the resiliency of the free market system. You're not being shy right now, as a matter of fact. Do we let companies like AIG or automakers or banks go under and ride out whatever fallout? We do.
Yes. You cannot have capitalism on the way up and socialism on the way down. What were these guys getting paid all these giant salaries for if they now need the federal government to bail them out? You know, I've seen $25 billion or more go to big banks per bank. I sure haven't seen that kind of money go to small business. I haven't seen that kind of money go to Silicon Valley, to entrepreneurial startups. So we are propping up the failures at the expense of the future successes. That is the opposite of what a free market should be like.
Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, former Congressman from Georgia, Republican, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Our coverage on the fallout from the financial crisis continues online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.